KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Add more tariffs to the president's list. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Trump says he'll announce that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico.
Mr. Trump's proposed federal employee buyout is the subject of a federal hearing this afternoon in Boston. Several judges have at least temporarily blocked his cost cutters from accessing government agencies.
We're talking about fraud, waste, abuse. And when a president can't look for fraud and waste and abuse, we don't have a country anymore.
Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he takes the blame for the Chiefs' Super Bowl loss last night. But he also says you've got to give the Philadelphia Eagles a lot of credit.
They played great. There's no way around it. I mean, they played great from start to finish. They got after it. Defensive line played really well.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts was the game's MVP, an award that Mahomes has won three times. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Portage County residents are fighting to keep their county nursing home public despite pushback from county board members. The ad hoc committee addressing this issue held a meeting last week to push the sales process for the Portage County Healthcare Center forward. Employees of the nursing home and other community members attended in protest. Advocates for keeping the nursing home public have congregated under the Save the Portage County Healthcare Center Facebook page, where some of the most vocal advocates post details from board meetings addressing the issue. Prior to this, residents of Portage County successfully passed two referendums to raise taxes and keep the county nursing home running. But county leaders say necessary renovation and construction would still cost too much for the county budget. The Portage County Healthcare Center boasts an impressive 5-star federal rating, a stark contrast to the reputation that privately owned nursing homes have garnered in recent years. While no official motions have been made at these meetings thus far, the committee is drawing closer to selling with each meeting. Sturgeon spearing season is underway and 290 sturgeon were harvested in the first 2 days. Officials are warning anglers of a major crack that has developed on Lake Winnebago. Calumet County Sheriff says the crack is just south of Faro Spring Road and runs east to west. The crack caused multiple vehicles to enter the water over the weekend. It's tax season, and tax scams are as predictable as taxes themselves. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns of scammers posing as the Internal Revenue Service trying to trick people into paying up or sharing personal information. If you receive a call saying that you owe back taxes and they pressure you to pay with a prepaid debit card or wire transfer, this is a scam. Scammers are trying to push you into action before you have time to think. The IRS will allow you to ask questions and appeal. They will also contact you first by mail, not by phone or email. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a fairly cold week this week. Today, clouds will increase. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunny, 9 above. We'll drop to 10 below by Wednesday morning. Wednesday, some light snow with a high of 13. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Monday, February the 10th of 2025. Chilly start here in north central Wisconsin at our downtown Wausau studios. Some blue skies out there, a little bit of sunshine. Temperature of 3 degrees above zero with a wind chill of 9 below. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. You can also catch us by going to our 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. Again, make sure that you go to the 98.9 WXCO page, not the Civic Media page. If you go to the Civic Media YouTube channel, you'll get Earl Ingram right now. But we have our own 98.9 WXCO channel, so you can catch our video right there. Coming up this morning, apparently Brittany Merlot thinks, because it's the day after the Super Bowl, can take a holiday. She has taken the day off, so she will not be with us at 8:21. Taking the day off, she'll be back with us tomorrow. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we'll be joined by Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska. We'll talk about the Super Bowl, talk about what's going on in sports, talk about last week's WIAA Board of Control meeting that changed qualification and seating for the high school football playoffs and a whole bunch more with Jimmy Kuska coming up at 9:21 this morning here on the program. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson and we'll start a new week with our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. Try to get you back on the winning track.
Mm-hmm.
Tough week last week. Great week 2 weeks ago. Never know what you're going to get.
Never know.
Like Forrest Gump said, you just don't know.
That's exactly right.
But we'll look forward to that coming up at the end of the show as well. There's our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was the weekend?
Well, Saturday was definitely the interesting, especially because of the weather. I think we got more snow than they had predicted, because my mom was looking at our driveway in the morning, and I think at like towards the evening on a Saturday, I think we got pretty close to a foot of snow.
Huh. I don't know if we got that much, but
it's definitely what it felt like by our house. I'm not sure if that's actually what we got, but shoveling it was not very fun. We
well, you're actually closer to the right than I thought. The snowfall totals, according to WSAW, on Friday night to Saturday evening, for Wausau, 9.7 inches. Well, that's pretty close to a foot.
That's a lot.
Iola got 10.5 inches. Athens got 10 inches. Wittenberg, 9.5 inches. Marshfield, 6.5 inches. Minocqua, 5.5 inches. And Plover, 5.4 inches.
The nice thing was it wasn't a heavy snow, so it was easy to move.
Yes, it was. So, and now we do have, actually, a significant amount of snow on the ground here in the Wausau area. So,
yes, we do.
And yesterday was a clear day yesterday, so anybody who had an opportunity to go off and go to a Super Bowl party didn't have to worry about that. Mm. But did you have a party, or did you just stay home and watch the game?
We had a party at home. Just had... My mom had made some delicious Super Bowl food. We got to watch the game, watch the commercials as well. But she made like a pigs in a blanket, and there was these meatballs and the chili sauce. Awesome. We had popcorn and nachos, and just, you know, keeping it simple, but a good food. More than just... It was nice to actually be at home and watch the game instead of having to go out somewhere, because it probably would have been pretty busy anywhere we went. But just overall, the Eagles surprised me very much, because I was not expecting them to do that well. And they absolutely floored the Chiefs. And I was keeping a track of the commercials as well, and I got to say...
Well, we're going to talk about the commercials a little bit later on, so don't spoil...
When we talk about them later, I definitely have some things to say.
But the game itself, I mean, it was pretty much over very quickly. I mean...
I think it was over by the third quarter,
honestly. The way the game was going in the first half, Kansas City just not able to get anything going, and Patrick Mahomes throwing a couple of really bad picks. That pick six, really, I thought, put Philadelphia at a point of a 17-0 lead. It did not feel like, at that point, that the Chief offense had any answers for the Philadelphia defense. It was outstanding. I think the most valuable person in that game was the defensive coordinator for Philadelphia, Vic Fangio. He had the number of the Kansas City offense. They put a lot of pressure on. Did not have to blitz. They just put on the four defensive linemen who were able to break in there, get Patrick Mahomes off his rhythm, and just really make Patrick Mahomes, who is considered one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, look very, very average, and actually less than average. And even though the game was not what you call a nail-biter, it's not about that, I don't think, on a Super Sunday. People want a great game, but it's more about just hanging out, friends and family, enjoying the food, enjoying the commercials, and that's the way it was. I went to a little get-together with some friends and had good food, had good conversation, had fun, and the game was kind of there.
Just playing in the background, right?
Well, I mean, we're watching it, but at the same time, if it's a blowout, it does not necessarily ruin the environment. It does not ruin the party. Sure. And I think that's, again, what people are looking for. And I think be interesting to see. There was some talk before the game that there could be a record audience for this game. I think last year was the record. And people just love watching football. People love watching the NFL. And we'll see whether or not... they set a record yesterday when the ratings come out.
There was definitely quite a few celebrities at the stadium itself. I mean, Anne Hathaway was there. Kevin Costner was there. Pete Davidson. I even saw a Taylor Swift there.
Well, she's at most of the Chiefs games. Because Travis Kelce, the boyfriend, and not a great day for Taylor. In fact, I saw a story yesterday during the game that Taylor was a little shocked because when they put her face on the scoreboard, they had a shot of her on the scoreboard at the Superdome. The Eagle fans booed, and it surprised her.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Well, I mean, fans of the Super Bowl are very passionate, and I think my dad was also surprised there was... Well, no, actually, my mom was surprised that there was quite a bit of booing as well. Oh, because...
Ah, Philadelphia fans not known for being the nicest group.
Yeah. At least they're passionate, I guess.
That is one thing they are. And I did not see, I did not check the news because they were getting ready to make sure that things did not get out of hand in Philadelphia after the game if they'd won, because I'd heard that they had put a lot of precautions into place. But they did take to the streets. There was some chaos. I don't know whether or not there was any kind of issue.
Well, I'm glad that they were ready just in case. Because
there were several light poles that were torn down during the celebration. They had greased the poles beforehand. They were ready for it, actually. Authorities had put some grease on there to try to save the poles, but several poles were torn from the ground.
Jeez.
At least five traffic light poles, along with a spotlight, were torn to the ground by fans. Following the chaos, the poles were left lying across sidewalks and streets, some near historic sculptures. Videos circulating on social media show groups of fans pulling the poles from the ground and carrying them through the streets. But, frankly, I was expecting worse. So they actually were ready. Police were out there trying to keep things under control as much as possible, but everybody went out there and celebrated.
Yeah, everybody celebrates in their own way.
Time is 8:18. We're going to take a look at the weather. No, Brittany's not here, but we're still going to let you know what to expect weather-wise here this week. Coming up in the second hour, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska. Right now, 3 degrees above zero. A little bit of sun out there. Calm start to our new work week. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with two congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can join us by calling or texting us, 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. Any thoughts, any comments you want to put on board here for this morning, you can do that. 715-382-9297. Normally at this time, we get an opportunity to speak to our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa, but she must have had a great party last night, taking today off. She will be back with us coming up tomorrow. But for today, pretty quiet day. There will be increasing clouds and chilly. A chilly start to our new work week. High only around 16 degrees. West winds 6 to 10 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight, there is a chance of flurries during the evening, basically before 9 p.m. Then a slight chance of snow before midnight. Cloudy, then gradual clearing. A low of 7 below zero. Wind chill factors between 10 and 15 below. Tuesday, sunny, even colder than today. Temperatures in the single digits tomorrow, just around 8 degrees. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of snow in the afternoon and a high near 14 degrees. And then stays chilly. Thursday, sunny skies and 12. Right now in downtown Wausau, at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Fair skies, 3 degrees above zero. Winds out of the west at 7 miles per hour. Wind chill factor of 9 below zero. Dew point of 2 below. Relative humidity of 79%. Barometer at 30.41 inches. Visibility of 10 miles. 8:24 is the time. Little bit of history made yesterday at the Super Bowl. The first ever sitting president to appear at a Super Bowl, Donald Trump. Do you know how much money in security, Secret Service, and the like it cost to put Donald Trump at the Super Bowl in the Superdome yesterday? Guess how much? How much it cost?
How much money did it cost to have a security for him?
Yeah, how much did it cost to have him at the game?
Okay, wow, this is definitely a big number, but I'm going to say probably $4 million.
I wish it was between $15 and $20 million for Donald Trump to have his ego stroked and appear at the Super Bowl yesterday.
Jeez, I was just being generous.
And Trump picked the Chiefs before the game. So wrong again, Donald.
It would have been more amusing if he placed a bet on him and lost some money. But it probably wouldn't have made a dent, because that'd be like just a drop in the bucket, probably.
Well, he did get a visit from Patrick Mahomes' family in the booth, because apparently Patrick Mahomes' wife and family members are megas. So it was one more reason to root for the Chiefs yesterday. And the thing about it, the big controversy last week at the Super Bowl came when the NFL announced it would remove the end racism slogans that had been stenciled on the end zones since 2021. Right. There was a thought that because Trump was coming to the game, the NFL wanted to avoid making Donald upset. And my thinking is, if you're not a racist, why would you be upset with end racism in the end zones? But nevertheless, Trump was there. And Trump actually has a very interesting history when it comes to football.
Oh, yeah?
He played football as a student at a New York military academy. As a New York businessman in the early 1980s, he owned the New Jersey Generals football team. That was a team in the United States Football League. Trump then sued the NFL. He pushed the USFL to sue the NFL to try and force a merger. The USFL won the court case, but only won $3. So they were forced to fold. During his first term in office, Trump took issue with players kneeling during the national anthem to protest social or racial injustice. Trump insisted that players stand for the national anthem and called on team owners to fire anyone who took a knee. Basically, the NFL blackballed Colin Kaepernick after that, so Trump did get his way. So it's been an interesting relationship between Donald Trump and the NFL over the years. But I just get disappointed all the time. I mean, yesterday before going to the Super Bowl, Donald Trump played golf with Tiger Woods. Why is Tiger Woods playing golf with Donald Trump? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
But people still kowtowing to Donald. The time is 8:24. We're going to get the latest when it comes to the Super Bowl and the other news going on. Some big tariffs being put into place again by Donald Trump. Find out the details on that and a whole bunch more. Then we'll come back Monday morning, the day after the Super Bowl. Not a national holiday, despite many people wishing it was. Chilly start here in north central Wisconsin, 3 degrees above zero. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices are up 4.3 cents from last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 11.9 cents higher than last month, but 16 cents lower than this time last year. Prices across Wisconsin range from $2.83 to $3.09 today. Crude oil inventories are below the five-year average for this time of year, but domestic crude oil production rose to 13.478 million barrels per day. Gasoline inventories increased slightly in the Midwest, which could cause prices to possibly come down slightly. Overall, gas inventories are slightly above the five-year average for this time of year. The average gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.57 to $2.95 per gallon. The American Red Cross is urging donors to give blood or platelets in February. The nation's blood supply is low after thousands of donations went uncollected last month due to severe winter weather and wildfires. Flu and other seasonal illnesses are spreading, which could force more people to cancel scheduled donation appointments. The Red Cross is urging donors to make and keep donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients this winter. You can visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Clark County ATV and UTV trails closed over the weekend in anticipation of the snow. Clark County will update their trail openings and closings on their website, or you can call the Forestry and Parks Department at 715-743-5140. The DNR will begin operation of the aerator system on the Eau Plaine Reservoir today, February 10th. With the start of the aerator, there will be unsafe ice conditions and open water. There are rope barriers set off with flags and reflective signs across the entrances to warn of the danger. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a fairly cold week this week. Today, clouds will increase. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunny, 9 above. We'll drop to 10 below by Wednesday morning. Wednesday, some light snow with a high of 13. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on it.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. In my opinion, yesterday, the best part of the day was not the Super Bowl. Yesterday, before the Super Bowl, spent some time watching on ABC the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Philadelphia 76ers. But it was not about the basketball game yesterday. It was about Hubie Brown. Hubie Brown was a longtime coach in professional basketball and then a longtime broadcaster in professional basketball. He was not like John Madden. He was not a funny guy. He was a guy that tried to explain the game to the viewers. And he said his motto when it came to broadcasting was not to underestimate the IQ of the viewer. And at the age of 91, and he had continued to broadcast on a regular basis through last year, and he had one final game yesterday this year. And it was a celebration of Hubie Brown, and it was wonderful. It was a wonderful broadcast. I tip my cap to ABC and ESPN for the way they handled it. It was a day full of tributes to Hubie Brown from across the NBA. Hubie, it had a very tough offseason. His longtime wife, they've been together for more than half a century, passed away last summer. And then one of his sons passed away as well after that. So it was really some really tough times. And after that, Brown decided that the wear and tear of travel was too much to be able to continue. And it wasn't because his mind has slipped. If you listen to Hubie yesterday during the game between the Bucks and the Sixers, he was just as sharp as ever. But it was just so wonderful to see players from both teams approaching him to shake his hand, to say thank you for everything he had done for professional basketball over the decades. He received a standing ovation during the opening timeout at Pfizer Forum as a video honored him aired on the scoreboard. And Brown considered it fitting that he was in Milwaukee for his final game as a broadcaster. His first NBA coaching job was an assistant with the Bucks back in the 1972 through 1974 seasons. Brown said on yesterday's telecast, "When I came here to Milwaukee and Larry Costello, who was the coach of the Bucks at the time, I received a master's degree and a doctorate's degree in basketball in 2 years. And that launched an illustrious career, both on the bench and behind a microphone. Brown coached 15 years with the ABA's Kentucky Colonels, the NBA's Atlanta Hawks, New York Knicks, and Memphis Grizzlies. He won an ABA title with Kentucky in 1975, voted the NBA Coach of the Year in 1978, and again in 2004. He then spent 35 years as a national TV and radio analyst, covering 18 NBA Finals, inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2005. But it was moving. As somebody in the business, as somebody who has broadcast games for a long time, somebody that, frankly, there are some guys I really enjoy listening to, and there's some people that I really don't enjoy listening to. But Hubie Brown was always one I always loved listening to. He was somebody, again, who is prepared to the hilt and always took seriously his role. And the way that the network handled it yesterday, pitch perfect. During the course of the broadcast, they brought in former partners of Hubie Brown to talk about Brown's impact on them. They had words from coaches and players, the commissioner.
And they weaved it so expertly. It didn't take away from the game. It was so human. I thought it was just, it was a wonderful way to show respect to somebody who has put a lifetime into his work and loved his work and was able to do it. Again, to be 91 and still be as sharp as Hubie Brown is, to be able to explain the intricacies of NBA basketball at the level that he did yesterday. I wish he was continuing. There are some people you see and they've lost it. They aren't the same as they were. Mm-hmm. And I think we've been very lucky in Wisconsin. The late Bob Uecker did it until 90 years old and was still so sharp right to his final broadcast during the first round of the playoffs in October. And to see somebody like Hubie Brown get the respect that he deserves. And it's wonderful, I think, to show it when people are alive.
Yeah.
So often we hear the wonderful things about somebody else after they passed on. And I think something that we can take away from what we saw yesterday is if there's somebody in your life out there right now that is, you know, older and has done wonderful work in whatever field they're in, show that love and that care and say to them, hey, you've been wonderful. You've been somebody that has done the work in a very high way. And I think sometimes we wait too long to say it. And for everybody to say it to Hubie Brown yesterday during that broadcast. And I love the way they finished it. So often, there's such a rush to get off the air, to get to the next thing. But they allowed Brown and his broadcast partner yesterday, play-by-play legend Mike Breen, to say everything that needed to be said before concluding the broadcast. And to hear Hubie Brown get emotional, talk about his father. It always moves me to hear somebody that is older, and in this case, 91, talk about their father, talk about somebody that was important to them 7, 8, 9 decades ago. It was exceptionally moving hearing Brown talk about that. And just to finish up 6 decades in professional basketball, and my thought was, it's not that hard to do the right things. And ABC, ESPN, all the people involved in that broadcast did the right thing yesterday. So that was my highlight of the weekend. The fact that they were able to show the proper respect, the proper love to somebody. And I think that what I took away from it as well is, let's do that to the people in our lives, to show that love and respect. Don't wait till a funeral.
No.
Say it when they're still with us.
Yeah.
It's wonderful hearing wonderful things at a funeral. But at the same time, they're gone. And perhaps they're able to hear it. There's a lot of mysteries out there. But that was my highlight of the weekend. So I wanted to share that with you because, again, I just thought it was 3 hours of watching that broadcast that flew right on by. And thanks to Hubie Brown for giving me a lot of joy over the years. And I found something else, finally, one thing very cool that kind of connected me as well.
Okay.
His first broadcast was in 1981. He had been fired by the Atlanta Hawks as their coach. And back then, the USA Cable Network covered NBA games. So they asked, hey, Hubie, want to come in and do a broadcast? And he worked with a man named Eddie Doucette. And I don't know how many of you out there know who Eddie Doucette is. Eddie Doucette was the original radio voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. When the Bucks started as a franchise in 1969, Actually, 1968. Eddie Doucette worked for the Bucks in their promotions and also did the radio broadcast. Mm-hmm. And when I was 8, 9 years old, that's when I first started to think, hey, I want to be a broadcaster. I want to be somebody that broadcasts sports. And back during those days in the late 1970s, I listened to the Bucks and I listened to the radio broadcast with Eddie Doucette. And when the Bucks were on the West Coast, when they would play a late game on a school night, my dad would used to record the Bucks games after I'd gone to bed to get up early to go to school the next day. And then when I'd wake up in the morning before, as I got ready to go to school, I would listen to the tape recording, the audio tape of the previous night's Bucks game with Eddie Doucette. But during the broadcast yesterday, showing Huey Brown in 1981, during his first broadcast, they sort of picture him with Eddie Doucette. And I thought, hey, that's the guy that got me into it. And it was the first guy that Hall of Famer Huey Brown worked with. Mm-hmm. So this life is this big circle. We're all connected in a number of ways.
It's a small world after all.
Yes, it is. But I hope at least a few of you had an opportunity to watch that broadcast yesterday, because it was special and it was human. And it's easy to sit here and to get angry, to get into a point of complaining a lot. And sometimes I've done that. And sometimes it's important to call out things that are not right. But at the same time, it's, I think, right to be able to point out the good things that are going on, the things that touch us in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Because even during times of trouble, there are many things out there that touch us in a positive way. And I was truly touched yesterday by that broadcast. And I was touched by Huey Brown and this 91-year-old man who had done so much for so many others, getting the proper send-off. So I give a major salute to everybody involved in that broadcast yesterday. So my highlight of the weekend. Time is 8:48. We're going to talk a bit about those commercials. I want to hear what Ian liked. We're going to talk about some Super Bowl commercials. Maybe what did you like out there? What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? 715-382-9297. Let us know. Call or text us. And we'll talk about that coming up. Time is 8:48. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The fight to make ends meet keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about?
Falls Radio, WXCO.
Yamato, the drummers of Japan return to the Grand Theater in Wausau with their Power of Human Strength tour. Experience the explosive energy of these talented musicians when they take the stage on Friday, March 7th. With more than 40 different taiko drums, Yamato engulfs the audience in energetic sound. Yamato. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:52. Pleasant start here in North Central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Start of the new work week, Monday morning, February the 10th. Everybody back at it after spending last evening hanging out and watching the Super Bowl. And of course, during the Super Bowl, there is the game and then there is the commercials. And a lot of commercials that were debuted and premiered during the game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite commercial?
Well, let's see. I actually had a couple of favorites, actually. First one that comes to my mind was there was a Muppets, a commercial for booking.com. I really enjoyed that one. It's been a while since we've, you know, seen the Muppets on like in a TV commercial in the recent years. So it was nice to see them back on the screen. And then, let's see, some of the other highlights. Well, there was one for Hellman's Mayonnaise with a When Harry Met a Sally reference. You got the original.
Yeah, Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
A great callback to that movie.
The one that was my favorite, hands down, was the Nike ad with the women athletes.
Yeah.
When it says, basically, you can't win, so win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about outspoken athletes. A who's who. Caitlin Clark, Sha'Carri Richardson, some of the most famous and the most decorated female athletes. And
yeah,
sometimes there's pushback when they get, in the eyes of some folks, either too outspoken or too big. And the whole point was, well, you can't win, so win. And that's mm-hmm. what these people do, these women athletes do. So I agree that it was, I thought, a very powerful spot.
See, that was another thing I liked about a lot of these commercials was that a lot of them were very inspirational and initial. They were about bringing people together. Like there was a commercial with athletes and coaches talking to the kids and players saying that I am somebody, teaching kids that they are not undervalued, that they are somebody and that they do matter, no matter who they are or what they look like. And there was a lot of inspirational ads in this Super Bowl. And my mom and I were talking about that that is a really important thing to be reminded of, especially now. There was even that commercial with a, I think it was with Tom Brady and a Snoop Dogg about the Heat, a commercial, talking about the reasons that we hate, the reasons that we hate people are just as stupid as they sound. I think that's a very important message to take away, because there's a lot of things that people say, but when you hear it, it actually sounds kind of silly.
I found one of the more interesting commercials as well. The one where they put the face of Seal on a seal. They had a Mountain Dew spot. It was an odd commercial. But using the song Kiss from a Rose, Kiss from a Lime for Mountain Dew. Sometimes I think you overthink it. And I think maybe Mountain Dew overthought it. You mentioned Tom Brady. I thought the other one that was interesting with him was
the Duracell one.
Yep. I mean, I think maybe he was better in his commercials than he was in terms of his Super Bowl broadcast yesterday as well. And also another one that was sort of weird was the commercial where all the mustaches were tore off the face.
Yeah, the Pringles one. Also, the eyebrow, the one with the Little Caesars, that was weird, too.
Yeah, Eugene Levy having the... But it was like ripping off all the mustaches. It was like... It was almost painful at times because... Like Andy Reid and James Harden and others. Nick Offerman, so...
But I like how the very first commercial that they played at the start of the Super Bowl, after the first... The kickoff was about to get underway. Was they showed the Disney character a Stitch running across the field and just causing all sorts of chaos? I thought that was really awesome. I thought the movie trailers that they have for the Super Bowl were entertaining as well. I mean, they had one for Lilo and Stitch, and they had one for the newest Marvel movie coming out, the Thunderbolts, which after the Super Bowl was over, it said they had the newest trailer online, and I got to watch it before I went to bed. I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks so good.
Coming up, we got another hour to go. We will be joined by Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska at 9:21. Talk about from the pros right to the high school level. And yesterday, high school hockey had their playoff brackets released. Well, I'm letting you know that some of our area teams, high seeds as they start their road to the state tournament next week with the playoffs. So we'll discuss that as well. But that's the comp here in hour number two. The time is 8:58. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The president's list of tariffs gets longer.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum?
Aluminum, too.
More details are expected today. Federal employees have until nearly midnight to accept the Trump administration's buyout offer. Or do they? There's a hearing on it this afternoon in Boston. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Trump's cost cutters have at least been temporarily sidelined on one front.
Over the weekend, a federal judge temporarily blocked Doge from accessing the Treasury Department's payment and data systems.
Philadelphia Eagles offensive tackle Jordan Mailata tells CBS Mornings what it took to win the Super Bowl.
There was no rah-rah, was no pump-up. It was just about focus and refocusing. About one more play.
Mailata was playing rugby in Australia until he got an Eagles tryout in 2018. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.